Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I don't care what people are doing. I'm talking about backslid people. I'm talking about people who don't even profess to believe in God. I don't care how crooked, how distorted, how perverted, how ungodly it may be. You don't have to like it. Certainly don't agree with it or participate in it. But nor do you have to judge them. Do not judge them for what they're doing. Because it's not the big problem. I've seen preachers argue with folks about this is a sin, this is a sin, this is a sin, this is a sin. This is not right. You shouldn't be this way. You shouldn't live this way. You shouldn't do these things. And not realize they don't care. They don't care what you call a sin. You can argue till you turn blue. You can quote all the verses you want to. They don't care. That's not their problem. Their issue is they don't know God. And they don't care enough about what He wants for their life to even consider any changes. And until that happens, you are wasting your breath talking about what's right and what's wrong and this is a sin and this is not a sin. And so many Christians and church-going people have just been deaf against this is sin, this is sin, this is sin. God did not call us to point out people's sin to them. Nor to judge how evil it is and how bad it is. Now this is a revolutionary idea amongst many Christians. But that's not our call, that's not our purpose. Here's the great truth. You can despise what they're doing, but love them. Amen. And you don't have to say anything about what they're doing or not doing, realizing that's not the issue. You get the worst person on the planet to God, saved, washed in the blood, filled with the Spirit. Get them full of the Word of God. Get them praying and feeding in the Word regular, loving God and Him telling them, I want you to change this. I want you to do this. Come on into this. This will please me. Totally different person. Totally different man or woman. But all of the condemning and judging and writing and fault finding in the world is not going to help them. In fact, it's going to drive a wedge between you and them and cause them to want to stay as far away from you and people like you as possible. And what has made it worse is that people have been adamant. This is sin. God hates this. God hates this. And people are going to hell because of this. And in here, 2 or 3 years later, people find out they were doing it. The Christians, the preachers, they were so adamant against it and so deaf against it, they were doing the same sins. And that makes the world just throw up their hands and cuss. Is that right? And go, there is nothing to all that junk. Why? Judging and hypocrisy. If anybody wants to talk to us about sin, our immediate response should be, I've made lots of mistakes myself. If it hadn't been for the mercy of the Lord, I'd be in the gutter today. Up to my eyeballs in sin. Thank God. And I hadn't arrived. Every so often I get light and realize, whew, I need to quit doing this too. I need to come up to another level. No judgment and no hypocrisy about what we've done and where we are. If we'll get rid of these two things, our light will begin to shine. Is that right? And it won't push people away. It'll draw folks in. It's the goodness of God. Goodness of God that draws people, leads them to repentance. Go with me, please, over to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 14. I want you to pray it out loud. Say it out loud from your heart. Father God, forgive us for judging others, acting hypocritically about our own sins, and enlighten us. Put a watch at the door of our mouth. Alert us that we be aware and go forward from this day, judging no man, judging no woman, and not acting hypocritically or falsely about ourselves, that we may be honest and a true light in the darkness before the ungodly, and that they may see you in us, your love, your kindness, your goodness, your forgiveness, your grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you perceived we are on a quest to stamp out judging around here? Have you perceived it? I mean, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Now, if you hadn't been around, you might not realize. You might think, well, yeah, boy, I always didn't like people judging. And usually when people say that, they mean, don't judge me. But if you say anything to somebody about judging, what's usually their response? I mean, almost every time. Well, don't judge. What do people usually say? Oh, I wasn't judging. I was just, and if you believe everything people say, you would believe, well, why did Jesus even bring that up? Because nobody's judging anyway. It's just not really a problem. The truth is, I would be very surprised and impressed if you didn't judge several people this past week. The problem is, folks are not calling it judging. And it's happening right and left. And the terrible result is, if you judge, what's going to happen to you? You will get judged, which means the enemy will get access to you. Serious business. I want to shut all the doors. How about you? I want to slam all the doors in the devil's face and give him no place, no place, no access to me. And it'll happen by not judging others and by judging myself. In Romans 14, are you there? Verse 1, 14:1, Romans. He that's weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. It's not our job to correct everybody. I want everybody to say that out loud, 3 or 4 or 10 times. Everybody said out loud, it is not my job, to correct everybody. Come on, say it again. It is not my job. It is not my place to correct everybody. It doesn't matter what I see. It doesn't matter what I know. It doesn't matter what they need. It is not my job to correct people. Why? So many times what people are calling, they wouldn't call it judging, but in their effort to correct folks, they're judging them. They're finding fault. And they're making accusation. And the devil is the accuser of the brethren. You don't want to have any part of that. Well, what can we say and how can we come across? And how do we judge things instead of people? Glad you mentioned that. We're going to get to that eventually. But not today. The scriptures talk about that. But we need to get one thing settled at a time. Verse 3, let not him that eats despise him that eats not. Let not him which eats not judge him that eats. For God has received him. See, people, there was controversy in the church here about what you could eat and what you couldn't. And people were offering these animals to false gods and idols. And then they would sell the meat in the market. And so people would come and buy meat that was actually part of an idolatrous, maybe even a demonic, ritual. And so there were people that were on these soapboxes about what, where you could buy your meat and where you couldn't get it and how you could do these things. And there were some folks that were saying, look, that don't bother me. You know, I take authority over that. And other folks said, oh, no, I wouldn't dare mess with that. And what's he saying? Don't you be their judge as to what they can do and what they can't do. Why? If you read this whole 14th chapter, he gets into conscience. One of the big reasons why you should not judge another person is because you do not know and cannot know, even if you've lived with them for 40 years, you cannot know their conscience. You do not know what they really see or what they don't see, light of revelation from God, which means you are unqualified to be their judge. Not to mention, you failed yourself, which also disqualifies you. But just because you got a strong conviction about something does not mean you're supposed to impose that on other people around about you. Do they see what you see? Have they seen what you've seen? What you are so excited about that you see, did you always see it? What about before you saw it? But you'll see people. In fact, there was a fellow student of mine that I had when I taught at Rhema Bible Training Center. He and his wife, colorful, lovely people. Just, they're, how can I say, they're not dull. And they invited me to come over to their house, and we didn't always do that, but there were some things that worked out, and we were able to spend a little time with them. And the man began to tell me about what some things had happened to him before he came to Rhema, and they were just shocking. He said he pastored, but he didn't know the word, didn't know anything about faith or love, bunch of tradition, and no word. He said one time the deacon board made him mad. And so he took the pulpit that Sunday. And he said, I wish I had a pistol. If I had a pistol up in this church, I'd just go, and he pointed his finger to the deacons one at a time. And he'd say, I'd go, pow, thank you, Lord. He said, then I'd go, pow, thank you, Lord. And he went one by one past the deacons.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.